Was that out of self-protection, perhaps, or?
Yeah, well, and, you know, the things that he said made it clear that he was not in a place to receive that information.
Yeah, you could tell his heart wasn't open.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
All right.
Here's the news.
Maybe before the news, if you got to us via an ad on Grindr, welcome.
Welcome, Grinders.
Grindies. Well, if you clicked on the ad about ghosting, you didn't get ground. Welcome to Gayish. We're so happy to have you.
Big Fatty calls it the Grin Doctor, and that makes me laugh every time.
What a weird guy. For our regular listeners, we're trying to help grow and promote the show. One of the ways we thought to do that was on Grindr. So if you came here via that, let us know, because we want to see if it worked. And also, hi, we're amazing.
Yeah.
Give us like a few more. Oh,
your next Grindr hookup, tell them about the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What a weird guy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat Woman Zap, episode 3949. The BFO for Full Right, the 25th of March 2023. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
Show.
Hey, Patty, he didn't just chime in again. Daddy Ron, are you awake? Chelliers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're meaty chilliers today. Big Fatty, well, it sounds like it might be vulgar or delicious. Well, we're going to say it's going to be delicious. It may be kind of vulgar on the way out. Yes, Big Fatty, the ring of fire. Yes. But Friday at Fatty's, Daddy Ron's here, and He has been requested to make his meaty chili Big Fatty, eeny weeny, meaty chili beanie. Oh, no, you don't like the beans. No, he puts the beans on the side. And we'll tell you all more about that. But first, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 24th of March. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first person. Y'all met him face to face out there in Lost Wages. He used to live in New York City. New York City? Yes. Racist? No. Don't know why that's racist, Big Fatty. I don't either. I just thought I'd say it. Y'all used to do a little show called N. Tristan. I think he had several other names also. And y'all, there was always some whore that would come over to his house what borough was that from? It'll come to me. I believe it was on his show the number one fan of the BFO, you know, that's Miss Kim Beaver. Got her name, yes, Big Betty. And I'm sure Miss Beaver will tell me if I'm wrong. Big Fatty Miss Beaver will tell everybody if they're wrong. Well, that's what makes her a number one fan and a Lesbiterian. Yes, Big Fatty, tuna for all. But anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tristan. Big Fatty, we love Tristan. We do. And y'all, then our second. Our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this this lady. Oh, Big Fatty, we talking about Miss Beaver. No, I said lady. Oh, Big Fatty. This lady is the mother. She is the mother of one of the hosts of the Gayish Allude Show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Ma Johnson. Big Fatty. We love Ma Johnson. Big Fatty, I'm spitting everywhere. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Tristan or the Gayish Boys or Ma Johnson on the Twitty or the Face or maybe even the Woolly Mammoth, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, isn't that what Miss Beaver calls her area? No, not the, oh, the Woolly Mammoth. Come see the Woolly Mammoth in Torchmont. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not
so.
Dead. Anything but
dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
And y'all, speaking of Miss Beaver, y'all, Miss Beaver has sent in a shot story, so we'll be reading it next week too. But y'all, if you haven't sharted yourself lately, get out there. You got all weekend long to poop your pants and let it just kind of ooze down your leg. It's just like a chocolate volcano cake. Be ready? No, thank you. All right, yeah, especially when there's meaty chili. Yes, Big Fatty. Dinty Moore himself would be proud. Y'all, Daddy Ron's back with us. Say hi, Daddy Ron.
Hi, Daddy Ron.
We've had quite the day here in Fat Acres. Big Fatty. That's a number one fan times two Bill in St. Louis, except he's now in Flowrider. But anyway, after we spoke yesterday, the Nip came back down. Y'all, the Nip showed up soaking wet. Soaking wet. Y'all, it just looked like he had been drooling all over himself. I mean, you know, y'all, he got caught in the rain. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Getting caught in the rain with the one you love. Oh, no way. He does love himself. But anyway, then he went home and showered. I don't remember why he came by here early. I don't either.
No.
Big Fatty, it's because you both got old-timers downtown. Cue the music. No, we don't have time for the music. Then he went home and got a shower. Yes, Big Fatty, wasn't wet enough. Needed to get wetter. Then he came back and...
He wanted to change his clothes for dinner.
Well, yes. They were sopping wet. He came back down here, and y'all, we waited for Vader. Vader and the Jar. Vader told me, oh, we'll be there at 6 p.m. in the evening. About 6:20, he texts me, the Jar has just gotten into the shower. Big Fatty, they may have made a mess and he needed to clean up. Well, could be. anyway, they got here and we had a glass of wine. Well, they did. It was pure vinegar. Vader wouldn't drink it, and the Jar drank both glasses because, you know, he has the palate of a 23-year-old. You know, if it's free, drink it. Ron, that was your first time to meet the Jar. First impressions?
Nice guy. Really, really, really nice guy.
Yes.
Vader's done very well for himself.
Yes, a little easy on the eyes. Yeah. Yes.
I was looking for the German Shepherd that the Jar has, but I couldn't find
it. Right, because clearly the Jar is blind and has a seeing eye dog if he chose Vader. I understand. I had to explain that joke to the Jar last night at dinner. anyway, y'all, we went to a place called Flanagan's. No, it wasn't. It yeah. was Falsetto's. No, it wasn't. It was Fratello's or yeah, something like that.
Something close to that.
Yeah. It's Fanny Flags, Flagship Fanny. But Big Fanny, who the hell is Flanny Fag? Fanny Flag. No, that's right. Fanny Flag. Or did I say Fanny Fag?
You said Fag, I said.
Okay, Big Fanny, doesn't matter. Nobody else knows what the hell you're talking about. Anyway, we went. It's a little Italian place. Very nice. Ron, give your impressions. I don't want to sit here and talk the whole time. Big Fanny, you sure as hell do. You hadn't let him have a word in edgewise. Go ahead.
It really was. It was a small Italian place. Great food. We had a super good waitress.
Yes.
Who put up with shenanigans all night long.
And by shenanigans, he means the nip. Y'all, yeah. She walked up to the table, and the first thing out of the nip's mouth was, does it taste like Stouffer's?
Oh, God, I forgot that.
Y'all, and she started to giggle. She goes, oh my God, that is the perfect comment to set the mood for this table. And I mean, y'all, it just went down here from there. You know, you go to an Italian restaurant and you ask if it tastes like the Stouffer's lasagna, you know. Yes. But go ahead.
Anyway, food was absolutely fantastic.
What did you have, Ron?
I had penne alla vodka.
Uh-huh.
Which actually had prosciutto in it, which I didn't expect, but was fantastic. Everybody's meal looked good.
Yes.
Yeah, even the nips who had sausage in it, which evidently he cannot abide.
Y'all, he had a small side salad. Y'all, it was as big as the table.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the only good thing about the side salad is it kept his mouth shut a little bit. Y'all, he was two glasses into the wine when the Jar and Vader arrived, and he had another one, and he's just I think he talked more than all of us combined.
He did have a good time.
Yes, and had another glass of wine at supper, and he did order the lasagna, but it had chunks of Italian sausage in it. So I don't like the chunks. Y'all never tasted it.
Nope.
And
wouldn't have known if he liked it or not.
No, right. That's round. I don't eat the round sausage except at breakfast time. Anyway.
But you guys had good meals.
Yes, I had it was the special. It was on a bed of some kind of, it was an interesting pasta. It almost looked like, it looked to me like a big round dome of shredded mozzarella cheese. You know,
yeah, it was
kind of that in consistency.
It was very, very fine.
Very fine, and it had just slivers of carrots and zucchini and yellow squash in there. Ron didn't get it because he was afraid there might be a vegetable get into his body. And
I don't want all that healthy shit in there spoiling all this fat that I worked so hard.
And It came with a chicken breast on top of it, and on top of that was a slice of mozzarella, and on top of that was a slice of prosciutto, and on top of that was another slice of another kind of cheese, and it had kind of a masala sauce on top of it. Lovely. Just lovely. And the bread was good, and it was just a really nice evening, and thanks again to Daddy Ron. He treated everyone to supper, and we're thankful for that. Except Big Fatty, accept gifts graciously. It's true, and he was just being kind. And we came back here, and Daddy Ron and I watched the Survivor. I'm trying to think. Oh, the girl with the idol in her pocket got booted out, and her teammate, he had the biggest look on his face.
They blindsided him too.
Oh yes, he was blindsided as well. Y'all, it was a good episode. I think we both slept like a baby. Did you?
I absolutely did.
Okay.
Like a rock.
Okay, well, Big Fatty, you'll have to wash the sheets.
Oh,
he
yeah.
probably pooped in them. And then we got up. We had a little sweet roll, a apple fritter, if you will, for our brufkas. And I did my nipple walk. And what did you do, Ron?
I started to prepare the chili.
The chili. The meaty chili.
Yes.
Eeny weeny meaty chili. It's in the cracker pot right now.
It is right now, and it's been cooking all day long, and the beef is getting very, very tender, and
yes.
hopefully it'll be good tomorrow when we eat it at Friday at Fatty's.
Yes.
I mean, Friday, tonight.
Yes, later today, or later today as you're hearing this, except Moose P. And Moose P, I fucked up the dates on the past 2 days, so you probably didn't get those. But anyway, Big Fatty behind the curtain, it's true. And y'all, then we went on a run to the Walmart. I was looking for a picture frame and didn't find one I liked, but Daddy Ron got some sour cream and what else?
Sugar.
Sugar, oh honey, honey. Okay.
All right, they've lost their Cheerios now.
And then I came back from the nipple. Oh, I came back from the nipple walk. The nip came down. Y'all chitter chatted for a bit.
And he took off.
Any revelations?
No, he was just being the nip.
Okay. Oh, and we all know what that's like. Big Fatty.
Oh, we got a special delivery.
We did get a special. It was the delivery of the
special kind.
Uh-huh.
Should we say?
Well, you can, sure.
We got a special delivery of Mr. Sticky.
Oh, Big Fatty. That's
not
Granny's butthole. yes. It's not. No, this is edible. It's cinnamon? No.
Sticky buns.
Sticky buns.
Not everybody knows what sticky buns
are.
Oh,
I think the nymph's going to know what it is when he gets railed again on Saturday. Well, probably so. But that pretty much has been our day. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, one last thing Daddy Ron and I did. We had some blue cheese from Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Would you like to give it a rating?
12 out of 10.
I mean, y'all, he makes the same face that I did. Oh, yeah, that is blue cheese. Lady. And Ron, it's been lovely to have you here this week, and you're heading back home on Saturday morning.
Yes, I am, and I've had a great day.
Yes, yes. Anyway, thanks for being here. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish little show. And Gayish, Mike, what do you think your mom says about Kyle?
What a weird guy.
Yes!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.